This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is bringing an ambitious message to this weekend's G20 Leaders Summit in India. His offer for the Global South is this: whatever happens to China's economy, the United States can help fund your development. More from Reuters' Jillian Kitchener.
Biden is hoping to persuade fast-growing economies in Africa, Latin America, and Asia that there is an alternative to China's massive infrastructure plan called the Belt and Road Project, which has funneled billions of dollars to developing countries, but left many deeply in debt. Part of that pitch involves reforming the World Bank and boosting its funding under President Ajay Banga for infrastructure in the developing world. Washington thinks a rebooted World Bank could meet the Global South's needs and serve its own interests.
Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reporting. North Korea launched its first operational tactical nuclear attack submarine, according to state media reporting on Friday. VOA's Scott Walterman has more.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who attended the launch ceremony, said arming the Navy with nuclear weapons was an urgent task. In 2019, state media showed Kim inspecting a previously unreported sub that was built under his special attention. At the time, analysts said the apparent size of the new vessel indicated it was designed to carry missiles. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
The Asian financial hub of Hong Kong was drenched on Friday by the heaviest rain since records began 140 years ago, killing one person, injuring 83, according to media reports. An unusually wet weather caused by typhoons brought more disruption to southern China. Hong Kong authorities shut down schools Friday and told workers to stay home. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A cyclone that hit southern Brazil has led to flooding that has killed dozens and left thousands homeless. We get more from the AP's Karen Chamas.
In the city of Mucum, resident Marcos Antonio Gomez walks on top of debris that was once his home. He told the AP, "The water arrived very fast. It was rising 6.5 feet an hour. After managing to flee, he came back to a scene of utter devastation. His house, amongst many, had been flattened. We're trying to recover a bit of what's left, but there's very little left. Nothing, actually. Not even clothes. But Gomez was one of the lucky ones. In one house in his hometown, rescuers found 15 bodies. I'm Karen Chamas.
More than a decade after a tsunami destroyed the Fukushima nuclear power station on Japan's Pacific coast, the country has begun releasing the treated wastewater on the site of the disaster. The move is sparking anger in the region despite assurances by scientists that the process will not be harmful to the environment. Japan and South Korea have been the sites of large demonstrations against the release. AP correspondent Ben Thomas now reporting on Apple's iPhone security update.
Apple has released a new security update for iPhones and iPads described as significant. It's to patch newly discovered vulnerabilities in the system's software. Researchers at the University of Toronto's Citizen Lab found them. They say the software flaw is being actively exploited to deliver commercial spyware called Pegasus, developed and sold by the Israeli company NSO Group. Pegasus is typically used to target dissidents, journalists, and political opponents, so ordinary users likely have little to fear. Still, Citizen Lab recommends all users immediately update their devices. I'm Ben Thomas.
And so few tourists are coming to the Hawaiian island of Maui after last month's wildfires that restaurants and tour companies are laying off workers and unemployment is surging. Teen sensation Coco Gauff reached her first U.S. Open final by defeating Carolina Muchova Thursday night, in a match interrupted for 50 minutes by environmental activists.
Not going on social media or listening to people who believe that I can or believe that I can't. So I've just been really focusing on myself. So I really believe that now I have the maturity and ability to do it. And, you know, regardless of what happens on Saturday, I'm really proud of how I've been handling the last few weeks.
The victory was the 11th in a row for Gauff and the 17th in her past 18 matches. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.